Proclamation number 8719 of 8th of January, 1964. Explanation of the word Christ. Much has become a wrong concept to you men because you are not enlightened truthfully, but human intellectual thinking is used there where only the spirit should have been questioned to receive a true answer. And different expressions or words were also sometimes used for the same thing, which likewise confused you humans and deprived you of all clarity of thought. And also this was the work of my opponent, because the more unclear spiritual problems became for you, the more he could plant his erroneous seed and confuse the terms even more. But I only wait until you ask questions, until you desire clarification, because exactly the desire for truth is determining whether I can hand it out to you. And you are also to become aware yourselves of what still causes you to ask questions. Only then you will appreciate and also understand the right answer. Through my word from above, I impart to you knowledge about the reason and significance of the work of salvation. About my human manifestation in Jesus and about his becoming one with me. And I make it understandable to you by which the union with me can be achieved, because it is also to be the aim of all of you in life to restore this union with me, which you once had loosened voluntarily. I declare to you the deification of the works created by me, the becoming of creatures as children. And that is why, so that all of you may also aspire to this privilege in order to reach eternal bliss, I explain to you the effect of a life of love, which was obviously shown in the man Jesus. So I am anxious to introduce you to truth, which you men no longer possess for a long time, and true thinking alone is already a degree of light, which you all are to reach and increase in earth life. Especially the mystery of my becoming man in Jesus must be revealed to you men, as far as you are able to grasp it, because you are to know that the cause of the apostasy from me was that the beings were not able to see me and I became a visible God for them in Jesus. But that I and Jesus are not to be thought of as separate or imaginable as two beings. For precisely the becoming one of Jesus with me is the great mystery which can only ever be hinted at to you, but can never be fully grasped by you. Therefore the divinity was in all fullness in the man Jesus, because he was filled with love and I myself am love in my original substance. Love therefore was the light in Jesus, which let him become a God. As also all beings once created by me are to deify themselves through love and then therefore have also reached their last aim. But now it is necessary to explain to you the term Christ. And this can only be done in such a way that through the word Christ, the completed unification with God is already proclaimed. That therefore, Jesus, can only be spoken of as the human being, who still stood before the complete fusion with God. That however, when the word Christ is pronounced, the incarnation of God in Jesus is already acknowledged as having taken place. That Jesus Christ is the same concept as God. If men now speak of the Christ in them, this is the same term as the divine spark of spirit in every human heart, which through love is to gain dominion over the whole man, which is thus to shine so brightly that the deification of man, the union with me, can take place. The man Jesus contained me in all my fullness in himself, and therefore Christ or God was in him. Man, however, certainly harbors a divine spark in himself, but he must first let it become a bright flame in himself before he is filled with the divine flow of love power, so that he deifies himself and can now say, Christ is in me, that I therefore can also be in him in all fullness. Thus this presence of mine in him depends only on whether and to what extent he performs works of love, for every work of love confirms my presence, and every man draws me myself to himself through works of love. He who abides in love abides in me, and I in him. Between Jesus and me there was no separation, he was completely merged with me, he was Jesus Christ. God himself, and this is the deep meaning of the word, Christ, which precisely only Jesus could in him claim for himself, for although I can be in all fullness in a person through his love and he establishes the intimate union with me, he will still remain an individual being as which he enjoys most incomparable beatitudes, whereas Jesus is and remains God for all eternity. God. Christ. Love. The Divine Spirit. Everything is the same concept. Only man first have to know about all connections so that you also grasp these concepts or words correctly. But this knowledge is not often available. The actual mission of the man Jesus and his extraordinary position in a spiritual kingdom is not known to many people, but most also resist any enlightenment about it. They hold fast to intellect results. They see Jesus as just one of many who walked across earth and attained high perfection, yet they still place a boundary between him and me. They still see me outside of his human person. My human manifestation in him is incomprehensible to them, and they do not accept the right explanation about it. They certainly ascribe to him the highest perfection he could achieve on earth and call him Master. But they also concede this designation to many others who likewise lived a life of self-denial and love, but they do not know that Jesus cannot be compared to these, that he is so merged with me as the eternal love that only one being can be recognized and called upon as God, for he and I is one. And I do not unthinkingly impart this knowledge to you, for from the truth of your thinking, from the brightness of your knowing, on the light that shines within you, one day your bliss will depend, and whatever you still spread as wrong spiritual knowledge you must first discard before you can be granted pure happiness in the beyond, eternal bliss. And you can only do one thing, practice one yourselves in loving activity, for through the love in you your spirit enlightens itself, and you will suddenly come to realization when you enter the kingdom of the beyond with a high degree of love. But you can already attain knowledge on earth if only you intimately ask me for it, if you desire the pure truth. Amen.